Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Well, hachlatas are great. Hachlatas mean good resolutions. And it's a very important tool in our Yiddishkeit to be able to make hachlatas. For example, let's say somebody does not say Moda'ani every morning, and they want to start saying Moda'ani every morning. Then they have to make a hachlata. They have to make a decision that they're going to try to say Moda'ani every morning. And then hopefully they will consistently carry out their hachlata. So therefore, we make hachlatas and make good resolutions all the time to try to advance ourselves in Yiddishkeit, in Torah and mitzvahs. Of course, one should not make too big of a hachlata. Like let's say, for example, a person who doesn't have much money makes a hachlata to give $10,000 every week for a tzedakah, that might not be realistic. So we have to be careful about how big our achlata is, not to do something unrealistic, usually. Occasionally, you might do something unrealistic in order to bring down special, so quote-unquote, unrealistic brachas from Hashem. But that's another story. A few days ago, I made a achlata right here at Jewish Stories and More, because I'd been traveling and whatever other excuses, and I missed several nights of stories or several days of stories. And so I made a achlata, bli neder, of course, to say a story every day. Well, guess what? I missed another couple of days or a day. So what's the story with the achlatas? Should a person make achlatas? Certainly, a person should make achlatas bli neder. That's number one. A few days ago, we did Hataras Nadarim. And in Hataras Nadarim, we basically commit ourselves to not make achlatas and promises and so forth without saying bli neder. Very, very important. And we have to ask the Beis Din to release us from promises that we made without saying bli neder. On the other hand, we have to try to make achlatas in order to advance in our Yiddishkeit. So when I made that achlata that I would not miss a day, bli neder, I meant it. However, things happen, and I did miss a day. So what do I do now? Some people would say, don't make any more achlatas, because you see that you didn't keep it. But I don't think that's the right answer, because then a person is basically giving up on advancing in their Yiddishkeit. So therefore, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to tell a story today, and I'll try to tell bli neder two stories tomorrow to try to make up for it. And I will continue my achlata of trying to tell a story every day, even though I did miss. Now, there is an interesting story about achlatas in which there was a man who was a businessman in the times of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson. And the previous Rebbe had a project. He wanted to print some sefer or svarim. And at that time, there was very, very little money available in Chabad to print svarim. And this was a big project. And this person who stepped up and volunteered to give the money had no way, according to nature, to expect that he could have the money to give it, to fund the project. But he made the achlata anyway. He said, I'm going to fund this project, even though it was really completely beyond his ability financially. But guess what happened? He made a achlata to fund the project, and he had tremendous success in business, tremendous unexpected success in business, and he was able to fund the project and have much, much more money than he had before. So that's why I say that sometimes a person can make a achlata, which is beyond their ability, and Hashem helps from above. But generally not. Generally, what we need to do is make achlatas that are fitting. For example, if a person now is spending 10 minutes a day learning Torah, instead of saying, I'm going to go now to 10 hours, I'm going to spend 10 hours a day learning Torah, probably he should, instead of that, advance from 10 minutes to 15 minutes, step by step, little by little. Because if we make achlatas that are too big and then we don't keep them, then that can be discouraging. However, I think that I actually can keep my achlata of a story a day, every weekday. And therefore, I am reiterating my achlata, and I'm going to try tomorrow, bli neder, to tell two stories to make up for the day that I missed. So thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More. As far as Mashiach goes, the more good achlatas that we make and fulfill, the closer we will come to bringing Mashiach. And it's very important to make achlatas, in my humble opinion, to try to advance, but to make sure that we make achlatas that are the size that we can actually succeed. May we all have success in our learning of Torah, our doing of mitzvahs, advancing in Torah, growing in mitzvahs, acts of kindness and goodness, learning about Mashiach and Geula, and in this way, speed up the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.